to the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland. I wanted to come on today and give you a quick recap of week 5 of the NFL season. And then I also wanted to preview week 6 of the season because it's been pretty crazy in the NFL for the last couple of weeks. We've had a number of games that have been either shifted or postponed. I mean, we even had Tuesday Night Football. And pretty crazy to see the impact that COVID-19 is having on the NFL after we've seen how things have played out in not only the NBA and NHL, but also MLB is still going on and is in the middle of their postseason right now. So hopefully there aren't any more hiccups as far as NFL games are concerned, because, you know, as much as I'm a fan of having football on, you know, Tuesday night, I do like the simplicity and the you know, uniformity of a schedule where you have Thursday night football, you've got Sunday, and then Monday. It even throws me off later in the year when they have Saturday night football. So hopefully we can get back to a normal slate of games coming up in week 6. There's 2 Monday night football games. We've had multiple doubleheaders on Monday night football already. So pretty crazy start to the NFL season. But today I wanted to touch on some of the locals in the NFL with you guys. Just go over some of their performances from week number 5. And then I was going to have, you know, an interview this week, but I decided to instead tell you to go and check out another podcast on the KSL Sports Podcast Network, and it's called Helmets Off. On a recent episode of the Helmets Off podcast, which is hosted by not only former Utah quarterback, but also former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, Scott ended up discussing Alex Smith, the Washington football team quarterback, former Ute, and his comeback from injury. The fact is, Alex Smith and his comeback is simply remarkable. To me, it's nothing short of a miracle. I'm so impressed with the fact that Alex Smith has the work ethic that he does because, you know, you see a guy who has had some ups and downs in his career. He was the number one overall pick, drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, and that team wasn't very good for a long time with him. Jim Harbaugh ends up coming in to that organization. They kind of turn things around and, you know, end up having some playoff runs, end up going to the Super Bowl. And then after that, Alex Smith is traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then after, you know, a couple of good years with the Chiefs, making the postseason under Andy Reid's coaching, they end up drafting Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, we all have seen what Patrick Mahomes has become. And so, you know, with that, they traded him to Washington, and he ends up getting hurt in 2018, a brutal leg injury. We've all seen the videos, photos. I mean, we've talked about it multiple times on the podcast thus far throughout the season already, but, you know, just pretty remarkable for Alex to be able to not only make an NFL roster, come back from the injury to make the roster, but to be active going into week 5. And then, you know, we touched on it a little bit last week. You know, he was only a play away, and that's exactly what ended up happening in the first half against the Los Angeles Rams. Alex Smith comes in relief of Kyle Allen, who suffered an arm injury, and then they rode Alex Smith all the way through the rest of that game. Unfortunately for Washington and Alex Smith, they ended up losing to the Rams 30-10, but Alex played the rest of that game. You know, his stats weren't anything to write home about. They weren't anything that, you know, you're going to remember as far as a box score is concerned, but the fact is, Alex Smith suffered that brutal injury, came back, and he took meaningful snaps on Sunday. You know, he ended up finishing the game 19 of 17 for 37 yards. He had one carry for 1 yard. But, you know, their offensive line wasn't doing him any favors. I think he was sacked 6 times in that game. Pretty brutal for him, and nice to see him bounce back up from each of those hits that he took. Washington is now 1-4 on the season. But happy for Alex, happy for him and his family. You saw the family in the stands after, you know, he threw his first completion, get up and give him a standing ovation there at FedEx Field. So I want you to go over, check out the Helmets Off podcast, check out Scott Mitchell's work there. He had some comments on Alex Smith's comeback, his injury. And, you know, you're hearing that firsthand from an NFL quarterback, a former NFL quarterback. So I highly recommend the Helmets Off podcast. A little bit of injury news when it comes to another former Utah player. Julian Blackman ended up suffering a groin injury in the Colts' 32-23 loss to the Cleveland Browns. Before he left the field on Sunday, Blackman had 4 total tackles, including 3 solo tackles for the Colts. Moving over to the BYU Cougars, or former BYU Cougars, that is, former quarterback Taysom Hill, now with the New Orleans Saints, ended up having an impressive touchdown there at the end of the Saints game against the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Taysom ended up coming in for Drew Brees on a 3rd down play near the end of the game. The Saints were down, and Taysom ended up keeping the ball and ended up running it in for a touchdown to tie the game, sending that thing into overtime. And in overtime, the Saints ended up coming out with a victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Saints are now 3-2 on the season. It was Hill's first touchdown of the 2020 NFL season. Moving over to the Utah State Aggies, former Aggie linebacker Kyler Fackrell, now with the New York Giants, ended up having his first NFL touchdown in the Giants' 37-34 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, before Dak Prescott went out with his injury, we saw that injury on Sunday where Dak ended up, you know, running the ball out and it kind of got tackled kind of from behind. It was like a weird tackle on Dak's leg and ended up being a season-ending injury for Dak Prescott. But earlier in the game, Prescott threw a pick 6 to Fackrell. Fackrell ran that ball back. Pretty impressive. It was a 46-yard run, so near midfield there. And ran down the sidelines, made a nice cut back in towards the field, and then went back out towards the sideline, towards the pylon, and in for the score. Fackrell ended up finishing the game with 3 total tackles, 2 solo tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass breakup, and that interception for a touchdown. So a big congrats to Fackrell on his first touchdown in the National Football League. The last thing I wanted to touch on in week number 5 of the NFL season was a couple of locals that now play for the Seattle Seahawks. You've got former Aggie linebacker, now with the Seattle Seahawks, Bobby Wagner. And then you've also got former linebacker with the University of Utah, now with the Seattle Seahawks as well, Cody Barton. Both of them ended up, I mean, my gosh, they were just tackling machines in Seattle's 27-26 win over the Minnesota Vikings. That was a fun and exciting game. Came down to that final drive. You know, the Vikings didn't kick a field goal. They ended up going for it. Didn't get it. Seattle stopped them and got the ball back. Drove down the field. Russell Wilson put on a clinic there with the 2-minute drill. Ended up going down to score the game-winning touchdown, but in that game, Cody Barton and Bobby Wagner both ended up having, my gosh, 14 tackles, double-digit tackles, but 14 tackles in Seattle's 1-point win over the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to take a quick break on the Yards After College podcast, and after that, we will be touching on and previewing week number 6 of the 2020 NFL season. Welcome back to the Yards After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland. And now we're going to preview week number 6 of the NFL season. Before we get to the actual games and the slate of games on Sunday and Monday this week, I wanted to touch on some of the news of the impacts of COVID-19. You've got the Falcons, who on Thursday ended up shutting down their facility after a second positive test. But the game against the Minnesota Vikings as of Thursday afternoon is still on for Sunday between the Falcons and the Vikings. Also on Thursday afternoon, the NFL ended up coming out with an updated policy to their COVID-19 protocols that now requires players and staff members to isolate if they experience symptoms of COVID-19, even if they've most recently tested negative for the virus. You saw a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. on Thursday ended up going home for the Cleveland Browns. He wasn't feeling well. He ended up going home early from practice on Thursday. So not quite sure. I would assume that he would be under that policy now where he would need to isolate because of that with an unknown illness. But yeah, you've seen that, you know, even on the fly throughout this season, the NFL has had to make some tweaks and changes, especially after, you know, you've seen games like the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers get pushed to later in the season. And then also having some, you know, additional games and teams that were affected. I think last week it was 9 teams that ended up having their schedules for the rest of the season kind of tweaked and moved around because of games that had to be postponed to later in the season. But for week six, you've got a nice slate of games on Sunday, and then also that doubleheader, like I mentioned, on Monday Night Football. I'll give you my game of the week here in a moment, but I like divisional games just because of the implications that they might have on playoff pictures later on in the season. So this week, you've got the Los Angeles Rams at the San Francisco 49ers. You've got the Houston Texans versus the Tennessee Titans. The Washington football team is taking on the New York Giants. Another divisional game to keep your eye on is the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. That division is always crazy. And then you've also got that, you know, pretty heated rivalry now with the Browns and the Steelers. On Monday Night Football, you've got a doubleheader of the Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. Both teams are now 4-1 after losing in Week 5. And then on Monday night, after that game, which is kind of weird because you've got the Chiefs game now is at 3 o'clock. And then at 6:15 on Monday night, you've got the traditional Monday Night Football game, which is the Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys, who now have Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback. But my game of the week is on Sunday afternoon. It's at 2:25 p.m. and you can check it out on Fox. You've got the Green Bay Packers, who are undefeated at 4-0, against the 3-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've got Tom Brady. You've got Aaron Rodgers. I just think that that matchup of those two quarterbacks, it's always exciting to me when you have that, you know, kind of the billboard, the advertising, you know, the big matchups between the superstars. I like that. And so I'm excited to see that game. It is in Florida, and so you've got the Buccaneers who are playing at home, but, you know, it's not super cold yet. You don't have that necessarily home field advantage if you're Green Bay at this point in the season, if the Bucs were to have come up to Lambeau Field. So pretty good weather for both teams, I think, no matter where they were playing at this point in the season. But I like that game also because you've got a couple of local guys in the NFL from BYU, but also Utah State. You've got Jamal Williams, former BYU running back, who you know, had some comments about Tom Brady on his YouTube show earlier in the week, which was pretty funny. Basically calling out Tom Brady, who last week it looked like he didn't know exactly what down it was at the end of the game there, and so the Bucs ended up losing that game in Week 5. But you know, basically Jamal Williams said, my quarterback, I'm pretty sure, knows, you know, what fourth down is. So kind of a slight jab, a little trash talk from Jamal Williams before that Sunday afternoon matchup between the Packers and the Buccaneers. But you've also got Jordan Love, who hasn't been active for any of Green Bay's games thus far in the 2020 season. So it'll be interesting to see if he makes it onto the active roster for any of the Packers games, you know, in the next few weeks. I just don't know where he's at as far as the Packers and, you know, moving him along and learning the offense and, you know, kind of taking that slow approach with him to being, you know, a potential quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in the future. But as far as the Packers are concerned, you've got them coming off of, you know, a great win in week number 4, and now they've got a bye that they're coming off of in week 5. So they should be pretty fresh for that game on Sunday. But that'll do it for this week's episode of the Yards After College podcast. Again, a short one for you. I want you to again go and check out the Helmets Off podcast by Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback. He talks about Alex Smith, his comeback from that brutal injury, and the fact that, you know, he was able to play on Sunday, which I just think is remarkable. So be sure to check out the KSL Sports Instagram feed. We've got a lot of stuff going up on the KSL Sports Instagram stories, the feed. All of our social media platforms are great and excellent, but I highly recommend you go give us a follow on Instagram if you haven't done so already. Also, be sure to check out and download the KSL Sports app. We've got a new app out, and it's a great way to not only keep track of, you know, the daily news in the sporting world, the things that you care about as a local Utah sports fan, but you can also listen to all of our podcast episodes on the app as well. Be sure to give me a follow on Twitter at Kyle Ireland, and then also on Instagram, you can follow me at Kyle Ireland KSL. Until next week, enjoy this weekend's games. We don't have Thursday night football this week, unfortunately, so you'll enjoy that full slate of games on Sunday and that doubleheader on Monday night football. But we'll be back next week to recap all of week number 6 in the NFL season. And until then, this has been the Yards After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.